يتشادرال زوبر مبيات
صار واحد
يزوي خكامه سنكريك جويس.
Fashion designer Bak Nazari discusses the details of her latest design with one of her seamstresses. She's been running her own store in this side street of downtown Kabul for 6 years, and she employs 40 women.
I'm proud because all my women employees were jobless. Now they work from home. It's a good chance for them to have an opportunity to work. And also, our designs are improving day by day.
Under the Taliban, women were barred from employment. Women entrepreneurs were unthinkable. And though the regime is gone, Nazari says things are still not easy. Remnants of the Taliban have threatened to attack women-owned stores, scaring off some of her customers.
It is better, but not easier than before. We have so many difficulties and problems, but we're coping. We hope all these problems will be solved.
Other businesswomen understand those concerns all too well. Faradeh Ali is one of them. She opened her gym for women only in 2005, but Taliban sympathizers threatened to hurt her family members if her gym remained open. She felt she had to close it down. Now she has to rent a man's gym for an hour a day so women can use it. The women here do not want to be identified. Women exercising was forbidden under the Taliban and is still considered taboo in Afghanistan's traditional society. Faradeh Ali doesn't think she'll run her own business again.
It would be nice, but I don't think that I could open another woman's gym.
Under the ultra-religious rule of the Taliban, even wearing makeup was forbidden. Women who wore nail polish risked having their fingers cut off. It was during this time that Asifa Barya fled to Pakistan. She returned when the Taliban fell, and she says it's her calling to help women feel beautiful again.
During the Taliban times, beauty parlors had to go underground and do their work secretly. By doing this job, I'm serving my sisters.
Women's lives have improved, but they still remain restrictive. Most women do not venture outside without wearing the long, flowing, bright blue cloak, the burqa. But women and girls can now go to school and they can work. These young women have returned home to Afghanistan after spending years in Pakistan and Iran as refugees. They're now being taught how to sew to improve their chances of employment. Their teacher, Arab Gul, sees these skills as their path to independence.
Some of these girls can be good tailors after 6 months learning this vocational training. When they go to home, they can start a small business, or they can sell their clothes at the bazaar, providing a small income for themselves.
World leaders and development experts have repeatedly said Afghanistan's women must be a part of the process of rebuilding their country, and that without greater rights and opportunities for women, modern democracy will have little chance of taking hold. So far, the results have been mixed, with some definite gains, but also many remaining hurdles and dangers. And Afghanistan's newest entrepreneurs say security and peace are crucial. Some women entrepreneurs worry about future business prospects, but Bak Nazari remains undaunted and talks of expanding her business abroad. She already has contracts with two American companies to sell jewelry and scarves and wants to do more.
I'm really interested in exporting to other countries. This is a chance to improve the business and get more work for my employees.
And Bak Nazari says she hopes acceptance from abroad may help her own people see her as a business first, a woman second. Mandy Clark for VOA News in Kabul.